This is the Christian Life Coach Collective, and I'm your host, Laura Malone. We're talking all things coaching, concepts, tips, tools, self-coaching, mindset, faith foundations, and definitely entrepreneurship, because I want to support your calling as a coach and help you build a thriving online business with God as your CEO. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. Here we go. Hey friends, we're talking with Eve again today, and this is where we actually start talking about her podcast art, because she's starting a podcast and doing all of the work to set it all up, because she's following the Sokoka system of finding ways to share who you are, what you can offer, what you know, helping to educate and encourage people. And that way it gives you an organic marketing opportunity to actually make offers to people who are your listeners, right? And that's what I do. And she's stepping into that and asked me for some feedback and critiquing of the art that she had created for her podcast. Now, I know you can't see the graphic, but I hope that you can catch my drift on some of these things. If you're not familiar with graphic design and looking at things with this type of critical eye, then I invite you to just pay attention to the way some of the things that I say could benefit you and help you if you're creating designs, even for social media or a video channel. You want to create just kind of like a thumbnail, something to help dial in and let people know who you are, the name of your business, business cards, anything that would showcase you and your coaching offer and your business. So listen to it and ask yourself, like, how could this apply to me? I even talk about things like fonts, serif versus sans serif. Like, do you know what that means? You know, a lot of you do, but some of you might not, and that's totally okay. If you've never had to pay attention to that stuff, this will open your eyes to some things that you can think about. And I do something and teach something called just simple branding, where we just pick two primary colors, two alternate colors, and three fonts. Just start there. So I encourage you even to go do some tutorials. I use Canva, C-A-N-V-A, and you can get a free account with them, but it is so worth the pro account for $15. But you can also just do some Googling and say, how do I create a simple brand for my business with like looking at fonts, looking at colors and themes? And you can do that by looking at what Canva's website will teach you about color theory and font pairing, things like that. So we go into some of that here in this episode about her podcast art. And even if it doesn't apply to you now, maybe it's something you want to come back to later. So listen in. And in the next episode, we're actually going to be talking about showing up and getting results with confidence with Eve. And after that, the next episode after that, we're going to be talking about her tagline and her niche, which is all on her podcast art. So getting that all dialed in helps her know who she's working with, helps people know if her podcast is for them or not. So please keep your ears open and your eyes open for what's to come in what I'm lovingly calling the Eve series. All right, listen in.
What do you think about that podcast art? I'm just looking for objective, constructive criticism.
Right.
It's really hard because I really like it. It's hard for me to ask people what they do.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I don't know how many pieces of podcast art I did again and again and again. I just kept changing it. You can keep changing it.
I know.
You start and then you just kind of grow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to look at it with a graphic artist eye.
Okay.
Okay. So like looking at creating a graphic. Uh-huh. And also when podcast art is on somebody's phone, most people are listening to a podcast on their phone, right? So the art is very small. It's just this tiny little, right? It's like that big. Right. So whatever's on it needs to be big enough on the phone that it's clear up front. And I see a lot of podcast art where the
the letters are too cursive, too jumbled. Yeah. I can't tell what it says, or they're too pale against the background. They blend in too much. I can't tell what it says. If you can't see, if you can't read it, just take it off. It doesn't make any sense because nobody can read it. But if you don't, if it looks nice on a blown up computer screen when you design it, but you can't read it when it comes down to like a somebody scrolling a podcast, you know? So looking at it, Living in His Purpose podcast has, it looks like it's probably big enough. What I probably look at is I see 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Your tagline and then width, that's one font. Your name is a different font. And then His and podcast are a different font, and Living in Purpose are a fourth font. So I would maybe cut out one of those fonts.
Okay.
I would probably,
I think I'll put my name a different font.
I would make with maybe the same font as podcast.
Okay.
And Eve King.
The same as purpose.
Purpose.
Yeah.
I would even now living in and purpose. Is that font always a capital letter font?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like some fonts are always capital, even if they're bigger or smaller when they're capital. So if that font can be lowercase, I would make your tagline the same. Now I'm thinking that you're using Railway for your tagline.
You're so good. Yes.
You know what gives it away? The W.
Oh,
personally, I don't like that W on stuff like this. The reason why is, I would always suggest using sans serif. What you're using right now is sans serif. Okay. So it means that the letter A, it just looks like a circle with a line, right? Now, serif is when we add serifs.
Okay.
Serifs are harder to read in graphics. So I would encourage you to stay away from that. Anytime you have a body of text in a blog, website, landing page, anywhere, you can do titles, subtitles, things like that in serif, but serif is harder to read for a lot of people. And I would leave it off of art.
Okay.
Now you're not using that, but what Railway does is it just has some aspects to it that I think are a little bit harder to read, especially when it gets smaller. The W gets like a little fuzzy, and you can see how down in the bottom you have life. Life is not capitalized. And that L has a little leg. Make sense?
So
I would look for something a little bit different there. I would just go, there's so many out there. But I would find something a little bit more plain and less like doesn't have any kind of funny things like that.
That's so funny because when I look at them, I just look generally, how does it look? Can I read through it quickly? I don't look at like detail like that.
Well,
that makes sense.
It comes down to the graphic artist, like a graphic eye is the people who are scrolling through. Does it make sense immediately? You have 2 seconds for them to read it and think, is this for me or not, before they move on.
Right.
So you want it to be really easily accessible. So I would probably make podcast a little bit smaller.
Okay.
And I would probably give a little bit more space between Living in, His, and Purpose. I would adjust the line spacing. Or I would make His a different color, maybe. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Something that breaks up living in purpose from his, either okay. a color change or a little bit more space.
Okay.
You can keep it closer together if you change the color. I feel like the purple at the bottom is out of place.
Yeah, well, I had a different option where I had more purple on the right of the fade.
Oh, got you. Right.
So I made the border that, or the line that too. And I thought, well, I kind of, that, because that purple is in my colors, my branding colors. And I thought, I felt like it pulled it away from, pulled it away a little bit more.
Yeah, it just, you don't, I would think you could probably just,
is it just
not have that line down there? Like, and you could have.
So just have the words, but no block of different color.
Right. Or you could make it white because it goes with the flower.
Okay.
You could try, play around with that. Or that background that you have that is yellow fading into green. Are you telling me that on the other side of green is purple?
I had an option where it was purple. Yes. That I had made. But when I'd asked some friends, they didn't like the purple, the fading into purple. They just like the green. So,
okay. I would maybe take the purple out of there.
Okay.
But what if purple is the color of your text?
Okay.
Try maybe play around with purple being the text.
Okay.
For Living in His Purpose podcast.
Okay.
If purple is a big color in your branding, so it's your branding colors are white, yellow, green?
And green, yeah. Yeah.
And then purple is a bit of an accent?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not necessary. It's the yellow and the green are my favorites, so.
Well, yellow and purple are really nice together, so try it. See what happens. And if you like it, because it can really pop, you know.
You think instead of fading to green, fading to purple?
No, I mean the text.
Oh, the text. Okay, yeah.
Try making the text purple and see if you like that more than, this isn't really, is this black or is it just a charcoal?
It's a kind of a dark green.
Oh, it's green. Okay, so from afar, it's going to look black.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would stick with either purple, or I would do a charcoal gray. Nobody's going to tell that this is a dark green.
No. And I just didn't, I like the softness of it versus black. I felt like black was a little more stark, and I like this really dark green.
Yeah, that's why I always do a charcoal. I just do a dark gray because it's softer.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. Also, Living in His Purpose podcast, I would get it away from the petal.
Okay.
So align it so that it's more.
I can just move the flower over. Yeah.
I think I like the size of the flower.
Okay. Well, I can scoot the words over to the left too.
You can scoot them over a little bit, and so that it's like centered between the edge and the petal.
Okay.
And you could even make it a little bit bigger.
The words or the flower?
The words. Now, just remember, like it's going to be very small on somebody's phone.
Right.
It's going to have to catch their attention and say like, okay, it needs to say, this is what it is. This is what I'm going to give you. This is what you're going to get when you come here. And then you're going to listen to this podcast. Mm-hmm. And so that people go, that's definitely what I want. Right. So let's look at the tagline. I hope that you loved this episode and you feel challenged, inspired, and encouraged. If you're a coach or you want to be one, jump into the Christian Life Coach Collective Facebook group so we can connect over there. And to work with me, grab the links in the show notes to get quick clarity about your calling as a coach and entrepreneur, as well as how to get trained as a coach with Sterling & Stone and start your own business. Bless you, friend.